CBS News. The mood of Andrei Sakharov's daughter-in-law has changed dramatically. Yesterday, she was suspicious and gloomy. Today, she's exuberant. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mary Wisniewski has the story in Moscow.
Lisa Alexeyeva was smiling and happy when she walked out of the Moscow immigration office. For the Sakharov's daughter-in-law, it was good news at last. She can pick up a foreign travel passport on Monday and is free to leave the Soviet Union the same day. And there was even more good news. Alexeyeva was told she is free to travel to Gorky to visit the Sakharovs in their exile and assure herself that their hunger strike is over and that they are recovering their health. The last time Alexeyeva attempted to go to Gorky, she was stopped by the KGB secret police and warned against trying to contact the Sakharovs. Now it appears the Soviets have given in to Sakharov's demands. The hunger strike is ended, and Lisa Alexeyeva, having won her freedom to travel, plans to head for Gorky tomorrow morning. Mary Wisniewski for CBS News, Moscow.
CBS News continues after this message.
When you're out there on the road and you need a place to go, I know a place with good food all night long.
It's a Denny's restaurant, and this month between 11 at night and 6 in the morning, we'll take 50 cents off any of our 7 delicious jumbo burgers, including our new fresh mushroom burger. Try one.
Denny's, you'll love our food all night long.
If you've never baked anything at all, and you feel kind of jealous of your friends who bake pies all through the holidays, try this. Go to your grocer's freezer. Pick up some Pet Ritz pie shells. Take them home and fill a shell with fruit, slip it in the oven, and you've got yourself a delicious homemade pie. You'll surprise your friends, your family, and probably yourself. Make a pie soon with Pet Ritz pie shells.
All you do is fill and bake with Pet Ritz frozen pie shells.
American citizens in Libya are on notice today from President Reagan to leave that country because of the reported Libyan assassination plot. The president didn't say they must leave, but his appeal was couched in strong terms. In addition, the United States has invalidated American passports for travel to Libya. Secretary of State Alexander Haig at the NATO conference in Brussels warmly endorsed these steps, but Michael Landers reports that on the Libyan issue, Haig is getting something less than full-throated support from his Western colleagues.
Secretary Haig winds up his meetings with NATO ministers this morning, assured of solid NATO backing for the U.S. policy on the nuclear missile talks just started with the Russians in Geneva. But on American policy toward Libya, the issue that has preoccupied the Secretary of State, if not his NATO colleagues here, Haig has failed to garner NATO support for his appeal for a policy of Western firmness toward Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi. After sharp criticism yesterday from the French foreign minister and several other European ministers here to news of the Washington travel ban and other moves against Libya, Secretary Haig said he was not asking the European allies to take parallel action. But even the understanding that Secretary Haig was clearly hoping for from the Europeans on Libya seems to be lacking here, with the French and Italian delegations, among others, insisting that the American policy of isolating Libya may be doing more harm than good. Michael Landers, CBS News, NATO headquarters, Brussels.
The Libyan government news agency this morning refers to President Reagan as a coward and a liar and claims that Americans now working in Libya enjoy a higher standard of living than Americans do at home, even better than Mr. Reagan himself. Colonel Gaddafi describes Mr. Reagan as an actor. The Soviet news agency TASS says, quote, Washington is increasingly becoming a theater of the absurd. The OPEC oil ministers are holding a special session today in Abu Dhabi to consider a Libyan request for sanctions against the United States. A report from Buenos Aires this morning says Argentina's ruling military junta has asked President Roberto Viola to resign. The report has not been confirmed, but if true, it would come as no surprise. Viola's 8-month-old presidency has long been in trouble. More news in a moment.
Why are you putting that cream just on the back of your hands, sis?
Because you don't get age spots on the palms of your hands, Amy.
Age spots?
Mm-hmm. This is Porcelain I'm rubbing into my hands.
Oh, the fade cream. I've heard of that.
Then why aren't you using it? You're almost 40, and even if you are my baby sister, you're starting to get age spots, too.
Oh, I know.
Tell you what, Amy, since your birthday's not that far off, let me give you this Porcelain now, even though I'm going to buy you something else.
Oh, sis, you always did spoil me.
Porcelain Medicated Fade Cream for age spots, for freckles and brown spots associated with childbearing years. Just rub it in. Watch those spots start to fade. Porcelana works in just 8 weeks. Porcelana at drug counters or your favorite supermarket.
Happy birthday, Amy. Hope you like your present.
Well, I sure love the Porcelana you gave me.
Did it work?
Beautifully. Look.
Told you so.
Porcelana. Just rub it in. Watch those age spots, freckles, and brown spots start to fade. Porcelana medicated cream. Use only as directed.
The Senate is moving toward action today on a stopgap money bill that includes $4 billion in new spending cuts favored by President Reagan. The House approved the measure yesterday, despite the arguments of many Democrats that cuts in social programs were too deep, and the Senate worked on the legislation late into the night. Appropriations Committee Chairman Mark Hatfield urged quick approval, and it is almost certain to come this afternoon. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.
CBS News. Libya calls President Reagan a coward and a liar for making that country off limits to Americans. Good morning. I'm Charles Osgood reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The state-run Libyan news agency today challenged the Reagan administration to prove allegations that Libyan hitmen are menacing the president and top American officials. The commentary said Americans in Libya enjoy a higher standard of living than their fellow citizens at home, even better than President Reagan himself. Some of the 1,500 Americans asked to return may agree. Skender Brame, formerly of Cleveland, is an American oil company employee in Libya.
I think they're pushing the Libyan government in the wrong direction. I'd like to see some dialogue. I'd like to see some people talk. The U.S. government isn't talking to anyone. We don't even have an embassy here. Where are they getting the information? I'm upset because, you know, it affects my entire life, and it affects the lives of many of the people working here. I don't know what the ramifications are regarding terrorists. I have no idea about that. I can only know what is happening in our community.
Interviewed in Georgia last night, former President Jimmy Carter said he often received reports of plots against his life when he was in office, but he said he always felt it best to keep them secret and let security people handle them.
There were always rumors of plots by different people, but I felt safe, and the security agents took good care of me, and sometimes they would tell me that today we have to be a little bit careful. But I always felt that it would be better, not to broadcast the fact that my life was threatened, because most of the time, 95% of the time, those threats proved to be without substance.
The Soviet Union referred to President Reagan today as an actor in a theater of the absurd. If he believes Gaddafi is out to kill him, Tass says the world should tell Washington, stop the madness, you are dangerous. More when CBS News continues.
Grand Central Station, next stop.
Ever walk through a smoking car on a train? That's where you see people who really need Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Excuse me, sir, have you ever used Topol?
As a matter of fact, my wife bought a tube for me just this week. I haven't given it much of a chance yet, but my teeth feel clean. And she says it's helped get rid of my tobacco breath, too.
That's because of its fresh mint flavor.
Sounds like you're a Topol user. Your teeth certainly look bright.
Thanks, I am.
What made you try Topol?
It's tough to give up smoking, but I didn't want to give up smiling.
Mint-flavored Topol has given thousands of people reason to smile, because Topol goes to work immediately to help get rid of superficial yellow tobacco stains. Not only cleans your teeth, helps clean your tobacco breath, too. Just use Topol week after week, and watch your teeth get brighter and stay brighter.
What about people like me, who like a fluoride toothpaste?
No problem. Topol is available in regular or fluoride, in 3-ounce and 7-ounce economy size.
Hey, guess I'll give Topol a try.
Topol. Use only as directed.
Andrei Sakharov's daughter-in-law says Soviet officials have told her she'll get her visa on Monday so she may travel to the United States to join the husband she married by proxy. And Liza Alexeyeva also says she's been cleared to visit Sakharov and his wife in Gorky, where the 60-year-old dissident is in exile. The Senate appears heading toward final passage of a stopgap spending bill to keep the government in business beyond December 15th. The measure is similar to the one the House passed yesterday, with $4 billion in domestic spending cuts. Labor leader Jerry Wirth died of a heart attack last night in Washington at the age of 62. Wirth was president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. He built it into the nation's largest civil service union. More news in a minute.
Joe, wake up.
What
did you buy such a noisy clock? noisy. It's just a normal ticking.
Well, it sounds like Big Ben to me.
Hey, why don't you go back to sleep?
I can't get to sleep. I took an aspirin, too.
Aspirin? But that's for a headache. Hey, try Compose. It's great when occasionally you can't get to sleep. Yeah, I think I might have some.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Taken as directed before you go to bed, Compose helps make you drowsy so you can fall asleep when you want to fall asleep at bedtime.
Martha. Martha, time to get up.
Is it morning already?
What were you saying about not being able to get to sleep?
Oh, not after you gave me that Compose. It really helped me doze off.
It's Compose for you.
Headache? Take aspirin. Sleepless night? Take Compose. C-O-M-P-O-Z. Take only as directed. Get Compose from your druggist and insist upon the new formula.
Heavy snow is falling on southern Britain, 6 inches in some places, and the English are finding it a bit much. Dan Revive reports.
Here on the Putney Bridge in southwest London, the traffic is crawling along despite the police announcement on the radio that the main roads on hills are too slippery.
Brixton Hill is now closed, so is Richmond Hill, Muswell Hill, Highgate Hill, Shooters Hill.
These drivers are ignoring the advice of the Automobile Association.
Conditions not good, motorways in particular not good. Please leave your cars at home today if you can.
One thing for sure, according to British Airways, there's no way to fly out of here.
Heathrow Airport is closed, and up to 10 centimeters of snow is forecast for that area.
In other words, about 4 inches of snow, and still coming down in a city with no snow plows and no trucks for dropping sand or salt. Two trains have collided on icy tracks about 100 miles from here, killing 4 people, while buses and subways in most English cities are nearly paralyzed.
Dan Revive in the midst of a British blizzard. Charles Osgood, CBS News.
CBS News. U.S. border guards are on the watch for 2 Libyan assassination teams that may try to enter this country from Mexico. I'm Jay Jones reporting on the CBS Radio Network. At the San Ysidro, California border crossing, a bulletin board notice warns the hit teams may be led by the international terrorist known as Carlos the Jackal. He is Carlos Ilyich Ramirez Sanchez, 32 years old and a native of Venezuela, described as extremely dangerous. The Reagan administration has not directly connected the assassination threat with yesterday's action, banning travel by Americans to Libya and asking Americans there now to leave. In Abu Dhabi at the OPEC meeting, a Libyan official says he is not concerned. Ray Brady reports.
The oil minister of Libya says it is not the end of the world if the United States pulls out of his country. Abdul Salam Mohammed Zaghar said that his country would have problems if the American technicians leave, but that it will be able to operate its oil industry. He also said that the Americans would be permitted to leave, though he admitted that some U.S. oil company personnel have had difficulties recently when they attempted to leave the country. Zaghar currently is in Abu Dhabi attending a meeting of the oil exporting nations, OPEC. Many of the major producers at that meeting are Arab nations. And Zaghar said that he would appeal to what he termed his Arab brothers to come to the aid of Libya. Ray Brady, CBS News, Abu Dhabi.
More on the story when CBS News continues.
Hello, Post Office. Got a question on your new 2-pound pack from Express Mail Next Day Service. You'll deliver 2 pounds overnight anywhere you go for $9.35? Less than most other people charge for just a few ounces? You wouldn't kid a veteran, would you?
Express Mail Service delivers 60,000 packages on time every day, and our 2-pound pack is just $9.35.
You son of a gun.
The Express Mail 2-pound pack. It lets you send more for less. Sponsored by your postal service.
I've been an elf for a lot of years now, and when I need a gift or a personal care product, I go to a Value Right Pharmacy. The other day, I needed a new fragrance for a little party Santa was throwing for the crew. I went down to the neighborhood Value Right store and got Jovan's Musk Aftershave Cologne for me and some Charlie Cologne for Mrs. C. It's her favorite. The 4-ounce Musk and 3.5-ounce Charlie were only $6.99 apiece. Now, Value Right's never going to replace the big guy, but when it comes to helping out during the Christmas rush, Value Right's an elf's best friend.
Members of Congress are supporting President Reagan's declaration that Libya is off limits to Americans, among them the Democratic whip in the Senate, Alan Cranston of California.
This administration has made plain that
it will do all it can to deal with threats of terrorism. Plainly, there have been acts and threats of terrorism emanating from Libya. The administration has felt it necessary to take those threats and to judge those actions as very serious. I do not question the seriousness of the situation based upon the briefings that I have gone through with the CIA and with other intelligence agencies.
Senator Cranston, the state-run Libya news agency today branded President Reagan a liar and a coward for his ban on Americans in Libya. At the Abu Dhabi OPEC meeting, Saudi oil minister Yamani announced that all OPEC prices except the benchmark, $34 a barrel, will come down $1 a barrel. It's called a Christmas gift to the West, but its effect on American oil prices is not clear. Prices here may drop by a penny a gallon. Soviet officials have told Andrei Sakharov's daughter-in-law she may pick up her exit visa Monday to go to the United States. And Lisa Alexeyeva says she's been told she may also travel immediately to Gorky, where the 60-year-old Sakharov is in exile. Sakharov and his wife staged a hunger strike so Alexeyeva might get permission to join her husband in the United States. Warren Christopher, the diplomat who negotiated the release of the American hostages from Iran, has announced in Los Angeles he will head an exploratory committee to prepare the way for L.A. Mayor Tom Bradley to run for governor. More news after this.
It's a season people caring, helping others, time for sharing. Everyone's warming up with the taste of Maxwell House. People that you've come to count on, friendships that are true. Spend some time with friends and loved ones. Maxwell House and you get that good to the last drop feeling. With Maxwell House, only Maxwell House gives you good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell House.
Share the feelings of the season with the warmth of the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Get that good to the last drop feeling. Maxwell House.
From Hollywood, 80-year-old crooner Rudy Valli has sent a telegram to President Reagan suggesting that Libyan leader Gaddafi be invited to the White House to find out why he wants to destroy the United States. What have you got to lose, Valli asks. Gaddafi might surprise you by accepting. Not only that, the crooner says, giving Gaddafi a tour of Disneyland with plenty of beautiful girls might work wonders. Jay Jones, CBS News.